What's brewing here?
Making a big pot of vegetable soup. We have tomorrow's dinner.
And how many people would that feed?
It'd feed about 40 people.
This is the front line of need in Ireland. Charities talk of a homelessness crisis. Mark O'Neill runs this soup kitchen in Drogheda. He can't understand why the government doesn't want to take the 13 billion euros of taxes which the European Commission says it should collect from Apple.
Homelessness is one of the biggest topics in the country at the moment, and yet our government decided, no, we'll appeal this, we won't take this money. It's just pure ridiculous, and government needs to come down off the pedestal and see how people are really suffering. It brings tears to a stone, some of the stories. We've had husband and wives that are sleeping in cars, condensation off the ceiling of the car, and it dripping down on top of them, and the devil knows what. It's terrible what's going on out there.
Volunteers give out 2,300 hot meals here in an average week. The people benefiting from their generosity think the state shouldn't appeal against the Apple tax judgment, because the cash, they say, could do a lot of good.
It would be a nice gesture if they gave it out to the poor.
You know, if everybody else in the country has to pay tax, well, why shouldn't they?
How would you spend that money?
Social housing.
The Apple tax appeal is the latest political battleground in a country which is already highly politicised after the economic disaster of several years ago. The government thinks the integrity of its low corporate tax regime is at stake. Brian Hayes is an MEP for Fine Gael, the biggest party in the coalition.
We don't believe that this money is owed to Ireland, and even were the money to be available tomorrow under the fiscal rules, we simply couldn't spend that money willy-nilly. Much of it would have to be spent paying off the national debt. If you look at the three major opinion polls taken since this decision, all three opinion polls support the view of the government that we're right to appeal this decision. Because if we didn't, we would effectively be saying that other compliant taxpayers were actually being disadvantaged as a consequence of some special status for Apple. We reject that.
Apple has described the European Commission's ruling as maddening and is launching its own appeal. The firm is just one of many massive multinationals to have put down roots in Ireland. This is Grand Canal Square, the centrepiece of what people call Silicon Docks. All around are glistening glass office blocks, which house the European bases of the biggest global tech firms. Google, Facebook, Airbnb, and many others have chosen to locate in this area. So what's the feeling here about the Apple tax ruling?
I think because foreign direct investment is so important to Ireland, and I think that the European Commission were incorrect in their judgment, so I think it's good to appeal it.
Is the government right to appeal against the Apple tax judgment?
I think on balance they were right to do it. We say it was lawful in respect of Irish law, so we have to just follow that logic.
Ireland's corporation tax rate of 12.5% has attracted colossal companies. But the European Commission says Apple effectively paid a rate of no more than 1%, a figure disputed by the company. Some business people were concerned the ruling would deter investors. But Ian Talbot, the chief executive of the business network Chambers Ireland, doesn't think that will happen. He says the issue highlights the need for international tax standards.
To tax global companies on an equal basis everywhere they go would actually add the attraction of Dublin. It creates greater certainty. It focuses just on the competitiveness of our 12.5% tax rate, but also the skills, the quality of life we have here and everything else. So we see this as a problem in history, and it's no impact on the future.
But there are many different prisms through which people view the Apple tax. 2 years ago, Irish householders were billed for water for the first time. Thousands have taken part in demonstrations about that. Trade unionist Brendan Ogle is one of the leaders of the Right to Water campaign.
All this water row is about collecting 271 million euro per year. So the 13 billion euro would be 50 years of water charges. We could solve the homelessness crisis, and we could also engage in fixing our broken health system. Our government should not be prostituting our people, our citizens, on the altar of finance capital to give these massive corporations tax breaks, which frankly they don't even need.
The debate going on here in many ways reflects the global discussion about how multinational companies are taxed. It's a complex controversy which may often seem abstract. But in Ireland at the moment, it feels very real.